Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. Remember that, so keep the bar low today. But we're going to have some exciting things going on. We're going to talk about 20 or 30 different things, but we'll probably only cover about eight because we've got so much going on. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Remember, very important to remember this. You ready for this? We're only giving you general topics of law. Don't tell people that you followed us and the courts that need to listen to us. Remember, this is just general legal discussion. Go seek a lawyer. Now you can't sue us for saying that you used whatever we said that was totally anecdotal most of the time and clearly has very little reference to
the law. That is anecdotal.
That is absolutely right. Look, ghost guns, the latest ruling from the Supreme Court we're going to talk about. Oregon. Mrs. Oregon Ducks, she's wearing her Oregon Ducks thing today. Denise Dirks, my co-host, Todd Cunin, and our great producer, Cal Hunter, are with us. But I'm telling you, what is going on in Oregon with the, what will come out as the most extreme gun ruling, not ruling, actually voted in.
Like a petition, right?
Yeah, gun, well, it barely passed. And but it's going to court, of course, and we're going to talk about that a little bit to see where that's coming in, what the courts are saying. It's just the beginning. It's going to go to the Supreme Court of Oregon. That is, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about a Kentucky lawsuit over a death, and this one you got to hear. This is one of the more interesting ones that we've discussed. We're going to talk about Pawn Star. Corey, what is his last name?
Harrison.
Corey Harrison is having some issues. A hole-in-one lawsuit. That's all I'm going to say. Just think about it. A hole-in-one lawsuit. Disney Magic Key lawsuit. My family, there's one of my family members that's their uncles and aunts. They're like Disney nuts. DNs, I call them. Disney nuts. They have like season passes. They come from Arizona, and they're there every single month. But, yeah, interesting case that's going on with there. Arby, where's the beef? Guess what? They don't say where's the beef anymore. Don't say it, Cal. Denise, what do they say now? I want to see if you know this. They don't say where's the beef anymore.
What does Arby say?
Arby. Okay. What does Arby say?
Beef it up.
That's a good one. No.
Well,
you know it.
Well, where's the beef was Wendy's.
Oh, you know, yeah,
where's
that's
the
right.
beef was Wendy's. Was that old lady. Where's the beef? Back
well,
in the 80s.
They did say they were.
What's
your
name? Yeah.
Arby's said something
but,
like that,
but
too.
Arby's has, I know the Arby's.
Said we, it was something like, we got the beef or we got the meat or something like that.
No, meat. They changed the word from beef to meat.
Yeah.
They go, where's the meat? No, Arby's says that.
But, no, well, Arby's never said, where's the beef? That was Wendy's.
Correct.
Wendy said, where's the beef? But Arby's, I know Arby's knew.
What do they say?
We have the meats.
There we go, the beef. Okay, that's
no,
it.
We have the meats.
But they used to say beef.
They could.
In the old days, it was the beef. They used to say beef. And I'm saying they say the meats now. Anyway, we're going to talk about a lawsuit against Arby about the beef. Yeah, I know it's no fun, but we're going to get to it in a second here. We're going to talk about beef lawsuits with Arby's. And by the way, if I wasn't running a touch late, I was going to stop by Arby's, and I was going to actually bring you guys an Arby's beef sandwich. And I know Todd would have been happy with that.
Yeah, I like Arby's roast beef.
I like Arby's, too.
I don't know. You know, if you brought in Arby's and I ate that, it would be like Hatfields and the McCoys, the McDonald's and the Arby's fighting inside my stomach.
That's true.
Ever be late again, Fred. Bring the beef.
No. I'll bring the beef. And, you know, my wife was sad. My wife was sad to this morning. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Jackman's splitting up with his wife in 29 years. But there was a sadness in her, but a joy in some other way.
Oh, boy, is she here the past?
No, she's thinking he's available now.
That's exactly what I mean.
Right. I'm worried about her leaving me. Now, look, Fred, you're done? Okay, I'm done with you. Now Hugh Jackman's available. So there we go. So I'm a little worried now that I might be hanging out with Todd at the singles dance.
Oh,
my wife of you,
yeah, Wendy's single. Oh wait,
brother!
Don't forget, Cal. Your wife will probably leave you too now.
She's already made it clear that when she wins the lottery, she said that. She said, "I said, you win the lottery. Where are we going to go?" She said, "We."
And she said, "Donna said Hugh Jackman and I are now going." So anyway, there we go. Hugh's available. And then a sad case about bullying we're going to talk about. But before we do all that...
Sad case about what?
Bullying.
Well, bullying.
Bullying.
I thought you said bullying.
Well, it was probably a sad case about that.
Oh, he didn't get the 7-10 split, dang
it. Another gutter ball? What are we talking about? All right, you want to do this, Fred?
No. I want to thank KZQQ,
yes.
1560 AM, Abilene, Texas. They just joined us. Thank you. Thank you, KZQQ, 1560 AM, and then KFAR, 660 AM, and 97.5 FM, Fairbanks Valley, and, Salisha, Alaska, S-A-L-C-H-A. Hey, they just joined us, they're new affiliates. Thank you. Hey, but Denise is over trying to see.
Because I know Fairbanks, I'm trying to think of the other name.
All I heard was this faint whisper, and I swear I thought it was A, B, C, D, E,
F, G, with S, A, L.
I know my A, B, C. Hey, you know what? Yesterday, did I tell you what I did yesterday? You want to know what I did yesterday? Who wants to know, Rachel?
I want to know what you did yesterday.
I do. What did you do
yesterday? We had a wonderful tour of our studios here from my friends at Legal Shield. We had... a lot of representatives from Legal Shield here. We do share a studio with a law firm in the same building. And I had the opportunity to meet some wonderful people, representatives of Legal Shield from Northern California and a young man from Atlanta. There's a lot of names I can name, but I'm not going to name any individual names. But thank you, Legal Shield. What a great – I mean, look, I'm not endorsing them as a – I don't get paid. I like them. What a great opportunity to meet these wonderful folks that try to help you get legal insurance. So, I don't know. Thank you.
But they wanted to come and see how the big boys do it? Is that what the tour was about, or was this a sales meeting kind of a thing?
It was with the law firm here. That they meet with the law firm that does some Legal Shield stuff for them. And they had a wonderful opportunity. And they said, we want to see the studio. And the studio was a hit, Cal.
And it looked great.
And by the way, look at your studio inside. They cleaned it up for you.
Isn't that right?
Right?
I noticed it was dusted.
What is going on here, man? This place is clean.
Did they like The Rock?
I don't know. I didn't ask him about The Rock. What's it say?
Radio Law Talk. The
Radio Law Talk Rock.
We missed out on calling it Radio Law Rock. Like the Flintstones.
That's what they call it at Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Radio Raw Rock.
Raw Rock? Or on the Flintstones.
Well, why don't you just tease us, Cal?
All right.
We probably can't get into deep details of case or no case. Give us a tease.
Okay, and this is a good. There was a young woman who decided it would be fun to. Let's see.
He's going
to
turn it on. He's going to turn it on. He's got to turn his computer on.
She thought it would be fun to show her body parts to the painting of the first governor of Ohio. She flashed the painting of the governor.
Not the governor.
No,
painting.
The governor's dead. Yeah, but the painting.
Well, the first painting.
Yeah, the painting of the first governor of Ohio. She flashed the governor.
Yes.
And we'll tell you what happened.
And what's wrong with that, Cal?
Well, we'll find out on the case or no case.
All right, we come back. We got case or no case. joining myself.
Hey, I don't have any problem with that at all.
We're going to do what? I'm going to win.
Denise was thinking, where do I sign up to be governor?
Yeah. He was hoping it was a live governor. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Thanks for being right here. We've got much more of the show coming up, including Case or No Case and some fascinating cases torn right from the headlines, if you'll allow that metaphor, from today. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk continues after this. Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Every 40 seconds, a kid is reported missing. Find the Children provides educational material that teaches your kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs are very successful in bringing kids back home to their family. You can help protect our kids and bring the missing kids home safe by donating your unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Running or not, we guarantee you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast free pickup, usually within 24 hours. Over 2,000 kids are reported missing every day. Call now to donate your vehicle. Donate now to bring this kid's home safe.
Call 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back.
Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One
Stop Tax Relief. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I meant to do that.
Radio Law Talk.
Oh, come on.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
All right, we're back for the most interesting and most exciting thing this whole show does, hour by hour, and that is Stump the Lawyers by Cal Hunter. Cal!
Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah!
Juliana Wintergarden was so near being graduated from Grandview Heights High School in Columbus, Ohio, she was beside herself, and she was feeling a little frisky. She and her friends went to the state capitol on an end-of-year, you know, wasting-time school trip like schools do. A diversionary.
Tell us how you really feel, Cal.
Well, no. You know what I mean. Right? A diversionary trip to keep their mind off of what was next.
Yeah.
And they went into the Hall of Portraits in Ohio's capitol, where all of Ohio's former governors have their portraits hung or are hanging there. The governor's not, but the pictures are. She waited till no one else was in the room, and right there in front of the portrait of Ohio's first governor, Arthur St. Clair, she took off her shirt. Well, raised it more than took it off. Now she took it off for 5 seconds on a dare from her best friend, Carissa. Because if Juliana did it, Carissa would have to follow and flash the governor, if you will. So Juliana did what she did in the presence of no one except the difficult-to-see security cameras.
And security!
And she was almost immediately arrested.
Oh.
Not ticketed, but arrested.
Oh.
So our case or no case is kind of a little different here for you today. On what charges would she have been arrested? Juliana Wintergarden was actually cuffed and taken to jail. On what charge? Todd, can we start with you?
Before we start, I want to ask some questions.
Yeah.
Number one,
What's
the difference between that or being at a water park or at the beach?
Well, these days, nothing.
Nothing,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. Nowadays, or... Yeah. Our favorite place in Nevada, which is what?
Well, that's the Amargosa Valley, of course.
No, the Amargosa Valley, and we've got the place where you drive in where all the dust is. What's it called?
Oh, yeah.
Burning Man.
Yeah,
Burning Man. Yeah. What's the difference there? They don't get arrested. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Be that as it may. So what do you think, Mr. Kuhnum? What happened here?
Well, first of all, let me just say, in Arkansas, I don't see how that'd be a crime.
Thank you very much.
That's perks of the job.
I might give him a medal.
That's
a joke. I'm teasing.
Two thumbs up. So
for sure, you got nothing anecdotal.
Where?
Oh my God. These guys are...
Wait a second. Somebody's got a pool out there going for... Okay, how far into case or no case before it goes off the rails? Because whoever had 3 minutes is winning. What year was this?
This was less than 10 years ago. I don't have an exact year, but less than 10 years
ago. Okay. So she was arrested. So we have to tell you what she was arrested for and what the outcome was?
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
All right. So a couple of things. I would say that, what she was arrested of and what she could be convicted of are two different things, because I guarantee you a knee-jerk reaction from a cop would be indecent exposure, public nudity, things like that. And assuming that the laws are similar, a careful review of the statute would show that this could not be indecent exposure, and I don't believe it could be indecent exposure. And if it was public nudity,
no one there to see it, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. And there has to be a certain intent,
gratification. Oh, I'm sorry, Denise, say that again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it has
for sexual gratification
of either the person doing the exposing or an attempt to gratify somebody in that manner that might be seeing it. And if she was alone in the room or with her friend and it was a prank and you're just flashing, well, I don't think that's going to... There was a case where somebody mooned somebody else, which happened a lot, you know, and it got tossed because they're like, they weren't doing it for that reason. It was a prank, okay? Could have still been public nudity, but that's it. So I'll say that she was probably arrested for indecent exposure and public nudity. I'm going to go with ultimately she was given some sort of diversion where you do something and ultimately the case gets dropped.
As a prude would say, diversion for her perversion. Okay.
By the way, Todd Kuhnin, a former public defender and former district attorney's office.
Denise, so what do you think? What's your thought on that?
My thought is she probably disrespected, you know, a public... something. I don't know. I don't know.
Denise, let's not talk about your past and what things you
No, there's a difference between flashing and streaking.
Oh, you just streaked.
I just streaked. I didn't flash.
That was a little bit the painting.
Were any arrests involved?
And I had no intent to gratify anyone.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I just thought I could get away with it.
Was that last year or 16 months?
Long time ago.
Okay.
I had no intent to gratify you. It just happens whether I wanted it to or not.
Oh, man. I'm going to say that this is a scenario, but not a case.
Okay.
I know the answer. Here's the answer. The answer is, yes, she was arrested. Mm-hmm. The answer is she was let go with no charges. Because, okay, so she flashed a painting. That there's nobody there. There's no crime. Therefore, I say... Nothing happened. They let her go, and the security kept the video for years.
Still making its way around the YouTube channel of the security guy. Well, it's interesting when you say there's nobody there, because the premise of this story is on an old Ohio law that has a premise about it that there is somebody there. So we'll talk about that. As we continue with the big broadcast here on Case or No Case, if that's okay with you guys.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna have a good time. When we come back, we're going to talk about, finish up the Case or No Case. We're going to get into ghost gun laws, and we're going to talk about Oregon's new law that passed about guns. And it's not necessarily, by the way, what you can or can't do with guns. It's to get your gun. The process is the process. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Fred Penny. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat diagnosis.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over.
US
USA News update. The strike by thousands of Detroit auto workers is in its second day. United Auto Workers says it plans to resume negotiations with the big three car makers. President Biden is sending two White House advisors to Detroit to try and bring both sides to a new contract agreement. He says auto workers deserve fair wages and benefits.
They deserve a contract that sustains them in the middle class.
General Motors CEO Mary Barra tells CBS that UAW's demands are not sustainable.
We have to make sure the company's going to succeed for the next 115 years.
Roughly 13,000 workers walked off the job on Friday morning after a deal was not met by the union's deadline. Hurricane Lee has been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone, but is still packing hurricane-force winds. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says it's getting closer to Nova Scotia within 150 miles and carrying 75-mile-per-hour winds. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. All that stuff.
Radio Law Talk.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
All right, we're talking about Ohio. By the way, go Browns. I'm not a Steelers, so I'm a Browns fan, so that's Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah, right. Good, big game.
Big game on Monday, yeah. Go Browns. Go Talkie Talkie. All right, Cal.
All right, so here we go.
Really quick again.
Young woman flashed the portrait of the first governor of Ohio when she was on a senior trip and immediately got arrested.
Okay.
And Todd asked the right question. Is this public nudity? Is it indecent exposure? Is it something else? Well, you know, every state has interesting laws. And in Ohio, the charge was disobeying the Ohio law that prohibits anyone from disrobing in front of the portrait of a man.
there is an actual law against that.
The law in Ohio to take off your clothes in front of the portrait of a man.
Oh, my.
This likely comes from the old belief that people's souls could be trapped in their portraits. But the question remains, how would you have legally gotten proof of someone's guilt unless they were doing the disrobing in front of a public portrait? She did. Her friend posted bail and time served, and she paid a fine. So she was guilty of a charge, and exactly, you just, you know, in Ohio, they say, look, you can do a lot of stuff.
And they were guilty.
Yeah, but we will not accept it. So 2 points for Cal, yes.
Cal, that's two.
That's three.
Wait a second.
Yeah. You said it was a case, right?
Yeah.
We all said it was a case.
Yeah. Okay, no points
for me. I said no case.
No points for me. Sorry.
No, but we all said it was a case.
No, I did not.
I said it was a case. I said it was a case.
So you guys get one.
Yes.
Yeah.
One.
Yes. I said it was a case and she got diversion.
I said she gets off. It's a one.
Yeah, so
next hour on Case or No Case, the band that is permanently barred from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the legal effort to get them in. We'll talk about that next time on Case or No Case.
That was a good one, Cal. That was a good one.
I liked it.
Thank you. Now back to Radio Law Talk.
Okay, so recently, Biden, there's a thing called a ghost gun. Those of you who don't know what a ghost gun is basically a gun that you don't have to register. It's basically putting pieces of guns together. And people order pieces and put it together.
It's like buying your gun from IKEA.
Yeah, it's basically an IKEA gun. That's exactly right. And so, in fact, Biden mentioned the word. It's like, he said a couch is a couch, whether you put it together or whether it's delivered whole. And so what's happened, apparently, and again, I'm not a big gun builder or whatever stuff, but I know ghost guns are, they just order parts and they put it together. And
they don't have any identifying information
right,
on
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And so basically changed the rule, 1968 law, as to what about gun regulations that, and I'll get to that in a second. He changed it to say make a ghost gun or the parts therein made into a ghost gun considered a gun. Where under supposedly the old law, it wasn't mentioned as a gun. Okay? So that occurred. In Texas, a couple of individuals, and we knew this would happen, went to federal court, and the federal court in Texas temporarily told Biden. Now, again, a lot of this stuff is temporary because, until it gets to the appeals court, Supreme Court, et cetera, et cetera.
But they can appeal, like, one issue in the case, and it's not the final decision in the case.
Right. And so the Texas court, federal court, told Biden, basically, you can't do that, and knock down the Biden administration's new rule about what is considered a gun. And the Supreme Court, what can happen is there can be an emergency basic hearing by the Supreme Court on something, and that's what happened. And the Supreme Court barely, 5-4, I believe it was, narrowly said, okay, for now, this is just a temporary thing. They didn't rule on it. The Biden administration's ruling that ghost guns are guns and that you can't do that without, legally, registering them. Applies.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. This is a case where the lower court put a stay
right
on that, the effect of Biden's new rule
right
or new definition.
Right.
And
ghost writers in the sky. Sorry.
Yeah, keep it. That's good. Put it
yeah
there.
And so what happened is it was kept up in the appellate, up in the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to keep the stay in effect. Let's see what happens, in
right
other words.
Right.
And this is a case where Justice Roberts joined the liberals.
Right.
Or we should...
We don't say that.
They're not liberals or whatever, but joined the more the more liberal group.
Yeah, the ones that they see things more left than the other ones see things more right.
Now, one of the interesting things is that the argument against the Biden regulation that's been brought by the plaintiffs in the suit
right
is that look, whether or not this gun qualifies under a certain act to be banned and to be regulated is a legislative function. It means Congress has to act to include ghost guns
yes
in this category, and you, President Biden, as a member of the executive branch,
right,
can't come in and rewrite that law. It's got to go through. And the thing that sticks out in my mind here is that oftentimes, whether or not a stay while proceedings are pending is sometimes a determination by the courts about which side they think is ultimately going to win, or which whether or not they think it's going to be moot. And my gut tells me that one of the reasons they might have said, okay, the regulation can stay in, is because there may be legislation working its way through Congress and then the Senate to be presented to the president that will add ghost guns to the bill, and then the whole lawsuit becomes moot, and
yeah
it can be regulated. And if that's the reason why, well, then I understand why they would allow this to go forward if that is currently in the
no
law.
And go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, what's interesting is that all he did was change a definition
right
under the federal law, if you will. They just changed a definition. It could be argued that it was not creating legislation. That's kind of what I think opposite of what you were saying.
But the presidents don't make laws. And that's the whole point. And my argument is I don't care what the situation is. run it through the legislature. And I kind of agree with that argument, whether you agree about the gun rules or not. That's a legislative function. I don't like it when the courts jump in and do presidential functions, or presidents do the courts, or vice versa.
Or the presidents craft legislation and say, this is just the law because I say it is.
Right? Yeah, it's not just Democrats do that. Republicans do too.
Well, right? They do, but also there's a certain amount of agencies out there, federal agencies, that can do their own regulations and all of that. And if this is just that type of a change to change a definition in a federal agency, then it may be within the presidential purview.
But at least all of that permission is given from Congress. For example, the health law, the Obamacare law, they gave Health and Human Services the right to write those regulations, but the Congress gave them that right.
Yeah, good point. That's a really good point.
Yeah, if you in California, we have California law, then we have the California Code of Regulations, and in the federal level, there's the Federal Code of Regulations. And oftentimes, those regulations are written by the individual agency that was created by Congress and empowered by Congress to make internal rules that govern that. So, but you know, one thing that I have seen with the Supreme Court, you know, over the last two or three years, most of the rulings that I've seen have had this theme to it, which is, we the court are not a legislative body. If you want this to be the law of the land, kick it back to the legislature, make them pass it, go to the president, have the president pass it.
Right.
Stop using the courts as a law-creating body. We don't do that. We interpret the law that was created. You have to create
it. And that's what happened. Go ahead, Denise.
I think there was another theme that was coming out, too, which is to stop the federal courts from putting stays on things. So we've seen that. They kind of want to see and what's going to be the result a little bit of whatever it is that's in, being challenged before it gets to the Supreme Court. So they're not really putting stays in effect.
Well, and that's the Roe v. Wade issue, right? People all think it's an abortion issue. It's not an abortion issue. It's a state federal right issue. And that's what occurred, is it was a state's right, not a federal right. And I knew that was coming down, but that's what the argument is here. So it's technicality. It's technical issues, right? And I know some people might argue with me, but that's what the courts came up with on Roe v. Wade. We're not going to talk about the abortion issue. We're going to talk about who has the right to make the laws, and that's the states have the right because it's not enumerated. If it's not enumerated in the Constitution, anyway, I think that's what they're arguing here. Is what I'm trying to say. The similar argument.
And now a lot of the states are putting into effect the right to choose.
Right.
Or that type of a right of privacy in their constitution.
That's exactly. And that's what the whole issue is state right or federal right. And that's the question. And so, anyway, that was a great discussion on some federal laws and the Constitution. We're going to jump into Oregon, and we're going to have our Oregon Duck young lady here discuss it with us about their new gun laws. And the interesting thing about the gun law is what you have to do to get a gun. It's not necessarily what they said. That's really interesting. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk will continue after we take another commercial break. We thank you for listening. We thank our many great radio partners, coast to coast and border to border, who play the show. Thank you. And no matter where you listen, whether it's on the radio or on RadioLawTalk.com, we appreciate your support. Thank you. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Trilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now.
now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Alrighty then.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So measure 114 in Oregon passed by 50.65%. That is barely the majority in Oregon, which is a measure, and actually some interesting statistics. Six of the state's 36 counties were the ones that supported it. 30 counties voted it down, but it tells you it was Portland that probably didn't support it in some of the bigger areas. But anyway, it requires, and this sounds like, and I kind of thought about this when I first heard about this, that, and they're calling this the most extreme gun control measure in the United States. And I thought, what? I mean, again, we're politically neutral, but it didn't sound as extreme as I thought it sounded until I read requirements underneath that. So it requires a permit to purchase any gun. Okay, got that. And bans the sale of magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds. Okay. I'm thinking, okay, that's a lot, but that's not super extreme. But then I looked at the huge issue, and by the way, this is going to court. The biggest issue and criticism is to get a gun. You think, oh, you just have to do a permit. Guess what you have to do? You got to show up in person to the police department / police, whoever the police are assigning. And by the way, understanding they're still trying to figure this out. It's probably just the police department. And demonstrate the ability to lock, load, unload, fire, store your firearm before instructors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you've got to get certified by the law enforcement agency. This is so onerous to get a gun, and it's any gun, not just a handgun. Wait. Make
sure. There's two criminals in Portland lining up.
Yeah, hold on a second, Cal. So it was the – I'll make sure. It's all guns, from my understanding.
It's any gun, and then they also
– like a shotgun?
It precludes magazines capable of holding 10 or more.
10 or more. Over 10. Like 10 or more, or over 10? I'm not quite sure.
More than 10.
More than 10. Yeah. And so what's happened is – the local, okay, now this is, like Denise, we were talking about, this is not a federal issue. This is a state constitution issue. And the
at least at this stage.
At this stage, right.
Yeah.
And a local Oregon federal judge, upheld it. And so now it's, they're upheld it temporarily, right? Was that, am I right? They upheld it temporarily? I know it's
they
going
did.
To the ninth.
They did.
It's going to the Ninth Court Circuit of Appeals.
Right. The federal judge in Oregon says that the law was constitutional under the state of Oregon's constitution.
Right. Got
and
it.
And the state of Oregon does have the right to bear arms
in
its constitution.
Kind of similar to the United States.
Very similar.
Okay. So anyway, this has just started. So the issues, but the most interesting issue of this whole thing is the process you have to go through to get your gun. The process was just so onerous, even to me, is crazy. But here, now everyone's saying, you know, we're going to see what happens. Everyone's panicky. Apparently, there was a run on guns. People were buying guns like crazy before.
Yeah, because it didn't take effect.
Right.
It was challenged right away.
Right.
And even though this was the voters' initiative,
right.
It still hasn't taken effect yet. So in this particular case, it's kind of being challenged before it takes effect.
Yeah, go ahead, Todd.
No, go ahead.
Now, even the police are saying, they're asking the police, well, how's this going to work? And they're like, I don't know. We're trying to figure it out ourselves.
Okay, so that is the big frustration here. So you talked about this, we'll call it a demonstration of competency. Let's just call it that. You have to show how to load, unload, lock, store, and do all this stuff with a gun. Well, that has to be performed before an instructor who has been certified by the state. And there are no programs right now for the certification of instructors on those issues. And so that is what a lot of the people in Oregon are saying. They're saying, well, wait a second. There's nothing that you're asking us to go through this process that you haven't even created yet, and that's going to act as an absolute ban. And here is where this lawsuit in front of the judge is going to be particularly frustrating. Because what we just described there is a function of how the law is to be implemented, right?
Right.
The judge has said, the only thing I'm looking at in this lawsuit is whether the text of the ballot measure that was passed is constitutional. The text doesn't take into consideration implementation and how the law will actually work and whether there are programs designed and available and ready to adhere to the law. It's just looking at the plain language of the text and saying, does that pass muster under the Constitution?
Well, I think that by the time this gets up to the state Supreme Court, there will be police instructors that will be able to do that, because police already have to have that knowledge. So they'll just have to have a certification. It will be a police agency issue rather than being independent instructors. So I do think that's going to happen.
As a complete outsider, and I fully admit that, I'm thinking to myself, wait, we just talked about abortion, which was not enumerated in the Constitution. The Second Amendment to the Constitution enumerates the right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. So is someone going to say, okay, the state of Oregon wants to do this as a republic? We are a Republican form of government. Can they do that and usurp the U.S. Constitution, which has in it the right to bear arms?
But there are limitations to rights.
For sure, but
there are limitations to rights, and states can actually legislate limitations to certain rights, and the People's Initiatives is a legislation.
Right.
So it's a voted process.
So, yeah, there's issues about, you know, how you read the Constitution, and states and federal government do have, you know, way they can, you know, regulate things, and how they regulate it, is that inflicting on the Second Does it infringe upon it? That's the question. Okay.
And the standard they'll use is strict scrutiny. It's
right.
The same standard.
Exactly.
It's the same standard they use to uphold the law that infringes on your First Amendment freedom of speech. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater and things like that, because the legislation or the prohibition, the state would have to show that it's narrowly tailored to achieve a legitimate, significant government purpose. Now, if they can show that, then it passes muster. Whether it's the U.S. Supreme Court or a lower federal court deciding it, that's the standard they will be using to employ.
Well, what?
Interesting fact, just 6 of the 36 counties were the counties that supported this and got it passed.
Right, that's all.
Only
saying.
6.
Out of 36.
Well,
here's the interesting thing, too. The court did hold, though, the government. Now, it's the state that's trying to uphold this, what the voters passed. The state cannot go in and talk about testimony concerning the success of other states and permits to purchase programs, whether or not it reduces shootings, destructiveness, killings, et cetera, et cetera. The court says you're not allowed to bring that up.
Wow, that seems odd, because that would be, you know, that would go to the compelling interest.
Well, again,
the court says you can't bring that up.
Wow.
And again, that goes to what the court said. That said, when the judge on this case, the presiding judge said, we are only looking to see if the text of the law violates the Constitution.
That's kind of like a strict constructionist approach, right?
Well, because part of that is you're talking about a law that hasn't even gone into effect yet. And so there is this question about, is the issue even ripe if the law has not gone into effect yet? Well, the only thing that's ripe right now is what's the text of the law? And then depending on how the judge sides after the law goes into effect, then subsequent lawsuits can come in where they get to talk about the effect and whether or not the government, the voter initiative, passes muster under strict scrutiny.
Well, speaking of ripe,
I was going to say the same thing. I can think of something that's ripe.
In law, the Kentucky lawsuit?
No, Todd in the third hour.
What the heck did I do? Where did I
go? In Kentucky, we only have 2 minutes left. In Kentucky, Uncle whatever his name is died, and the brother that was alive that came and found him had the coroner come and get him. But guess what? The coroner couldn't find the freezer, kept him in the body bag in the coroner's. In the corners.
In the van.
Oh, man. For a while. And it was hot. It apparently got hot a few days. They put him in the body bag, in the casket. And apparently the smell was so bad it made people sick.
Oh.
And so the family's suing, saying, you know, you didn't properly put him, you know, you should have, he goes to the freezer. And then so you can prepare for the funeral, et cetera. But there's lawsuits being brought on that issue, which to me sounds like a good lawsuit.
It does sound like a good lawsuit.
Especially, apparently, some people have either been released from the government, the coroner's office, or have left for a purpose. But anyway, so when Uncle George, or whatever his name is, dies, make sure that they slide him into the freezer. And I know that's not funny, and it's sad, but how do you do that?
Or stack him in.
Yeah, or throw him. It's like, keep him in the back of the coroner's van? What do you do? I got a party tonight. I'm just going to keep him there. I'll be back. So when we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about. We got another case or no case hour two. Hang with us. Only 2 more hours with Radio Law Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.